This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 1st, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. In prepared remarks before a congressional hearing, NASA Administrator Michael Griffin announced on Wednesday the agency will release the results of a controversial airline safety study after all. As ANN reported, NASA spent nearly 4 years to conduct telephone surveys of 24,000 commercial and general aviation pilots. The project was terminated, and the contractor ordered to destroy files. NASA Associate Administrator Thomas Luedtke told the Associated Press the results, quote, could materially affect the public confidence in and the commercial welfare of the air carriers and general aviation companies whose pilots participated in the survey, unquote. AP had tried unsuccessfully to obtain the survey results under the Freedom of Information Act over a 14-month period. In the days since the story broke, public outcry turned to congressional inquest. We're told the report should be out shortly. Mission managers at NASA Wednesday postponed plans for a fourth spacewalk scheduled for Thursday. They say the earliest it could happen now will be Friday. They're trying to develop a plan to deal with two power issues at the International Space Station. A malfunctioning joint on one of the solar arrays has forced the array to be locked in a fixed position. Now it's been discovered that one of the station's solar panels has a significant tear, further reducing capacity. The mission has already been extended once by a day. Another day could still be added. There could be an unprecedented sixth spacewalk added to what managers were already calling a very challenging mission. Plans by British Airways to launch a new airline flying between Europe and New York may be threatened by FAA attempts to curb traffic at congested John F. Kennedy International Airport. The London Times reports the FAA will soon start talks with several foreign airlines, including BA, in an attempt to convince those carriers to voluntarily reduce flights to JFK, as the agency tried to do last week with domestic carriers. BA had not yet announced routes for the new carrier, but JFK would have been an obvious choice. The carrier already has its own terminal there. An FAA spokesman told the Times the agency would impose limits at JFK if airlines hadn't addressed the problem to its satisfaction by mid-December. Beleaguered Kitty Hawk Incorporated announced this week it has shut down most of its air freight and ground cargo operations and will eliminate 500 jobs. The Dallas Morning News reports Kitty Hawk Air Cargo and KH Ground Incorporated filed for Chapter 11 2 weeks ago for the second time in 7 years. In its official statement, the company said, quote, Kitty Hawk's financial condition has deteriorated significantly over the last year, and the ceasing of network air and ground operations is necessitated by, among other things, a 25% decrease in year-over-year demand for its air product and a 15% year-over-year decrease in demand for its ground product, unquote. Trading in shares of the company on the American Stock Exchange was halted due to the bankruptcy filing on Tuesday, when it closed at 9 cents per share. The Amex sent a letter to the company on September 19th, warning it could be delisted if it did not submit a plan to the exchange on how it would recover from its plight. According to its bankruptcy filing, Kitty Hawk has 776 employees, of which 671 are full-time. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Lance Air completes fuselage and tail tests for the Evolution turboprop. Go Airlines just got much more expensive from Mesa. And Midwest shareholders approve a sale to TPG and Northwest. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, in his discussion with ANN's Jim Campbell, Cirrus Design President Alan Klapmeyer discusses how big the general aviation market might become. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.